A taxing question.
The religious leaders were angry with Jesus. They were jealous of him too.
If the people listen to him,
they moaned.
They may not do what we tell them anymore. We won't be nearly so important or powerful.
So they decided to test Jesus, to ask him hard questions in the hope that he would give the wrong answers and that the people would stop listening to him. They felt sure they could catch him out.
I've got a good question,
said one of the religious leaders.
The people hate the Romans because the Romans rule our country and treat us so badly. Let's ask Jesus if he thinks it's right to pay taxes to the Roman leader, Caesar. Brilliant,
said another religious leader.
The people will not like it if Jesus says that it's all right to pay taxes to Caesar. They believe that God is our king and that we should honour only him. But if Jesus says that we should not pay our taxes, then we can tell the Romans and get him into big trouble. Either way, we win.
So the next day, while Jesus was talking to the crowds, the religious leaders asked him the question, is it all right to pay the taxes to Caesar? Jesus looked at the religious leader. He guessed that they were trying to trap him. So he asked a question of his own. Can someone give me a coin? He said. And when he was handed a silver coin, he held it out and asked another question. Whose face is on this coin? The religious leaders were puzzled.
Caesar's face,
they said. Jesus just smiled. All right then, he answered. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And the crowd booed, but Jesus went on. Give to God what belongs to God as well. And the crowd cheered. The religious leaders, however, walked away annoyed. He made everybody
happy,
they moaned.
He's not in trouble with the people or the Romans. Either way, he wins. Well, I've got an even better question,
said another religious leader.
Why don't we ask him which of God's laws he thinks is most important? Whichever he picks, he'll be saying that the others are not as good, and that's bound to upset someone.
So they went back to Jesus and asked him their new question. Again, Jesus looked at the religious leaders. Again, he looked at the crowd. And again, he gave his answer. It's simple, really, he said. The first commandment is the most important one. Your God with your whole heart, and the second is just as good. You love your neighbour as you love yourself. Don't you see all the other commandments? Don't steal, don't murder, don't lie. It's summed up in these two. Again, the people cheered. Again, the religious leaders grumbled. And the other questions asked Jesus, but the religious leaders just walked away. Jesus had given good answers. He'd passed their test and they had to admit it. So now they were more angry than ever.